Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Brian Wilson was awesome.
Have you ever known a Rhonda?
Yeah.
Yes, Joe and I both know a Rhonda.
Sure did.
I know a Rhonda. I knew one Rhonda. No, two Rhondas. Two Rhondas.
Yeah, I'm at one.
I'm at one, too.
Zero. Never met one.
Yeah, most people.
It's a rare name.
It's a very rare name.
Yeah.
For
it's
sure.
It's not a John.
It's not a John.
Joe.
It's not.
It's not a James.
James.
Rhea, are you Maria?
No.
Rhea. You're Rhea.
Yeah.
Are most Rhea's Maria's?
It depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
And James, you're not a Jim, are you?
No, I'm James.
What is a big percentage of James Jims or just?
No. A big percentage of Jims are James. It's usually James and gets short. It's pretty rare to just be named Jim.
Pretty rare.
Almost always, if someone's named Jim, their name is James. Yeah, usually, 99% of the time.
Okay.
Billy King is Billy. Because Angelo called him William once, and he goes, no, my name is
that's
Billy.
That's weird.
Wow. Like, that's his legal given name.
Yeah. Okay.
Billy, don't you lose my number.
Great song.
Yeah, it really
what
was.
What a song.
Because right. You're not anywhere.
So, Bryce is out. We hope he's back soon. Let's listen to Rob Thompson yesterday. This had nothing to do with the game or any of that, but he gave some information about Bryce that, you know, I mean, he's saying he's trending in the right direction, but I find it a little concerning. Here's the exchange.
Bryce ground balls Friday, is that a sign that he's responding well to the treatment?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's feeling better. He will not swing yet. But,
okay.
Yeah.
And affects him most on swings?
Yes.
If all goes well Friday with the ground balls, what's the next step after that?
Swinging, but he's got to be pain-free.
James, how concerned are you?
Very. Yeah, I'm very concerned. I'm concerned in the here and now. I'm concerned about the long-term implications. I'm concerned about the fact that he's going to be 33 in October, and it feels like he's starting to break down a bit. So, yeah, it's concerning. And look, that answer, it felt like Topper was like, no, we're doing good, but yeah, he's not going to swing a bat. Are you crazy? Like, you know, it just...
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, so I'm concerned. Yes.
Yeah. And after the Joel thing, and that's a whole different thing, but,
wow.
You know, no, I get it, but I'm just saying, I mean... If you asked me last year who are the two best players in Philly sports, I would have told you Bryce Harper and Joel Embiid.
Age can make guys fall off very, very quickly, you know?
So are we ever going to get a Joel update?
Dude, it's crazy. It was like 2.5 months ago or whatever. We found out about that arthroscopic surgery or whatever they did, and we haven't heard anything else.
Yeah, we're not going to get one for a while.
No.
They're just not going to.
They don't care to communicate with you.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, it really is. Someone told me yesterday, I forget who, someone at the game, that he knows of people that are just dropping season tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know people who drop season tickets. I mean, why would you have season tickets now? Seriously, it's a waste of money right now. It is. You're going down and seeing a bad product.
And you feel...
And a team that doesn't care about you.
And you feel misled.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
That's a big one. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. Hi, Warren.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Rhea.
Hello.
Hey, John.
What's up, John? Warren,
how are you, buddy?
I was watching you guys on YouTube last night after I heard your show during the day on the radio. I thought it was quite a kick to watch you guys in studio.
Wow.
As the camera moved around and you guys are, you know, responding to each other. It was a lot of fun.
Really? Cool.
Yeah,
good.
I would encourage people, if they haven't seen you, to tune in for an episode here or there just to see how it feels.
That's nice.
Know, working in studio.
So I find it a little intrusive, Warren. I mean, I'm being honest. Like, I'm glad we're doing it because it's going to be a good thing for the station and the company. But, I mean, we have hand gestures and all. Like, it's a little weird. You know? Like, it's a little weird. Because we're used to our nonverbal communication, and it's still nonverbal, but people can see it.
And a lot of mine have been inappropriate through the years towards Joe, and I've had to curtail most of them.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news, is if people watch you, they can certainly feel better about themselves.
Oh!
Wow, yeah. All that to set up a
Man.
Lie.
That was big.
There you
that
go.
Was big of you.
Warren. Well done, Warren.
You hurt me, buddy.
You did nail it, though.
All right, what do you got on our sports scene?
I'm concerned about Bryce like you guys. I have a couple things. I do repetitive motion in my industry like a lot of people do. I do gardening.
Yep.
And I have to do certain exercises if I'm going to keep my body in shape with some sort of protocol that he does, like John used to do when he was playing football or like you guys do to stay in shape now. So it's just so important to stretch your tendons, your muscles, yoga, whatever, to, mm-hmm. you know, get through. But I know for a fact that Bryce needs rest in between these games because we watch him swing that bat so hard.
Yep.
That it's really violent on the entire upper body. And clearly his tendons, his joints are strained. So I believe that he will come back, but it's about if they can give him rest through this period. But the inflammation does not go away without rest. So he's clearly in that space where his body can heal now that
right.
he is out of the game.
And even when he comes back, I mean, the sport of baseball does not lend itself to rest. It's an everyday thing, you know, or almost every day. And that's
for sure.
It's a tough reality, man.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Marsh and Rojas are getting too much rest while they're playing since they're swinging and grounding out within the first pitch or two. So those two guys are really rested, unfortunately.
You're not wrong there.
Holy smoke.
They're brutal. Warren, give me an answer for a fictional tough guy. I think there are so many big answers that haven't been said. I mean,
did anybody say, make my day?
No.
Oh, wow. Dirty Harry's a great
Dirty
answer.
Dirty Harry's an awesome answer.
Great answer.
I mean, that's my dude. I mean, I went back and watched the third Dirty Harry about a week or two ago. See, James, I'm doing the new, I mean, the.
Yeah, that's a new movie already.
Movies I haven't seen.
Movies?
No, I'm fine with
this
it.
This is a 1981.
That's okay. As long as you haven't seen it, I'm okay with that.
New to me.
Good for you.
New to me. So no one has said, like, answers say Greek mythology? Like, where's my Hercules? Where's my Achilles? Where's my Ulysses? Where are they? I mean, I'm telling you, the audience came up a little small today on fictional tough guys. I mean, I chastise.
You do chastise.
I do. I mean, I think they've done a poor job. My answer is you've done a poor job.
Hey, it's...
Well, think about who hasn't been said. I mean, there's all sorts of people haven't been said. Okay.
You're right, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm offended.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Freedom of choice to say whomever you
Who's the biggest one not said today, James?
I'm not sure. It's a good question.
I mean, does Superman count as a fictional tough guy?
No, because you said no. You said no, like...
He's a human.
He's a human from a different planet. He's an alien. He's not a human.
He's a human.
No, he is not a human. Are you kidding
me? He's a human who happens to be from a different planet.
No, he's not.
No, he's not human, dude.
He is human.
No, you're wrong about this, bro.
Zod.
Dude, he's an alien. Superman is an alien.
Just like
I know he's an alien.
He just looks like
an alien. Can be a human.
No, what?
Why can't an alien be a human?
Dude, he's not a human.
When we go to the moon, is that not still a human?
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
When Neil Armstrong
my
went to the...
My point is, Superman is not human, dude.
James, here's my question.
The planet
James,
Krypton.
I'm well aware
of
that.
He's not human.
James, when Neil Armstrong went to the moon, was he still a human?
He's from the planet Krypton.
Neil Armstrong is not from another planet. He's from Earth, and he left Earth and came back. Superman is from another planet.
Humans can live on a different planet.
Dude, no.
What do you mean, no?
Okay, how many humans have superpowers?
You know why you got the superpowers? Because the sun...
What human's living on a different planet right now?
Yeah. Well, we don't know, but we're talking the world of fiction.
No human has ever lived on another planet. Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. That's not a planet.
And the reason...
The moon is a moon.
And the reason Soup
got... Are you
serious? And the reason Soup got his powers when he came here, this is covered in Superman 1, has to do with the Krypton sun and something.
The yellow sun.
Yes, and the extra powers here.
Yes, from another planet!
Same guy!
This is crazy!
From a different planet. The planet is Krypton. He is Kryptonian. Yeah. He is not human.
No, wrong.
He is Kryptonian.
Yeah, humans aren't Earthians.
We are natives of Earth.
Yeah,
we
humans.
Are humans.
Yeah, and we can have humans on other planets and other things. That's proven by
but
Neil Armstrong.
He is a Kryptonian.
It happened.
He is an alien. Yeah.
It was another planet. It's a moon. All That's right. not a planet. Twitter, You're wrong. Twitter, humans have never been to another planet.
Twitter poll
what
question.
What are you talking about?
Twitter poll. Well, it's fiction. It's fiction.
This is crazy. But you said Neil Armstrong. That was
like
your argument.
My argument is humans can exist not on Earth.
I'm so dumb.
Am I right about that, James? Can humans exist not on Earth?
Sure. That has nothing to do with this discussion.
It has everything to do with it.
No, it doesn't.
It has everything to do with it.
He is from Krypton.
What planet are humans existing on?
Other than Earth?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know. You're talking about real life?
Yeah.
We don't know. And I tend to think they're not out there. But my point is in a fictional world, they could be.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to say.
All right. But Jor-El and Kal-El are Kryptonian.
Well, they're from
human.
Well, you can be from that planet and also be human. I've stated my case.
But they're not.
I'm moving on. All right, with that said, listen, for tomorrow's Time's Yours, someone please call.
Yes, please.
And I'm going to make this a poll. I'm making this a poll tomorrow.
I'm desperate for
people
really to
call. We're really banging our heads against the wall on this one.
No, Joe's banging his head against the wall. We're watching him.
They're so not human.
It's ridiculous.
They are Kryptonian.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
And the planet's name is Krypton.
It's a poll tomorrow. Is Superman human? All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
I want to ask this question. In Total Recall, were they not humans?
They're on Mars.
Are they
they were
Mars.
From Earth,
are
man.
They not,
Superman
they not
is it has, you're misunderstanding. That
no,
Superman
I'm not
is just
misunderstanding.
Inherently not human.
All I'm saying is you don't have to be human. Excuse me, you don't have to be not human to be from a different planet in a fictional world.
You're right, but Superman and his whole family are Kryptonian.
Yes, they are not human.
Good for them.
They're not human.
Good for them. And they're also humans. They're from Krypton and human.
We're not
from Earth and human.
No, that's the thing. They're not human.
Okay, I disagree. That's a poll tomorrow. John, are you here tomorrow or are you
the
off?
The actors, I'm off.
Okay.
The actors are human.
We'll see where
Elliot... Oh, yeah, the actors are human.
We'll see where Elliot's at.
Nonsense.
I swear to God, this is a poll tomorrow.
Elliot probably has never seen a Superman ever.
100%.
He can have an opinion. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Today, what time's yours?
Please tell me why anyone at all cares about what these national people say about the Eagles. Who cares? And let's say they did say the Eagles were the best team of all time and they've got all this national acclaim. What do you get out of it?
I get out of it joy.
Some satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
I want them to get the respect they deserve.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Tell Seltzer to stop selling the team off. We got Jesus Luzardo, the stopper on the mound. In Jesus we trust. And Bomer hit a homer. And the Phils just took a W winning the season series against the Cubs.
Good point. 2 days ago, Seltzer's
season series
like,
matter. Oh, no.
Might be trading.
Don't mischaracterize. I said they got a month, is what I said. Yeah.
Might be trading.
Yeah, if they don't pick it up, yeah.
You know how crazy it
is? Yeah, I did say that. Stand by it.
How great it would sound if Alec Bohm would actually start hitting more homers. It would work so well, but it just doesn't because he never does it.
From the National Sports Studios, today we will be talking about the Cowboys. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about the Cowboys. Even though they're irrelevant, win nothing and mean nothing, and a wonderful Super Bowl champion just emerged this year. We're still going to talk about the Cowboys.
Well, you're
right. From the National Sports Studios, the time is yours.
You're right. You know, it'd be amazing to know ESPN, how many times during the regular season did they mention Lakers and how many times did they mention Pacers?
Oh, God, yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, think about it. I mean, I would bet you
10 times at least.
Oh, I was going to say 100 times. I was going to say 500 to 1.
It might be.
500.
Who knows?
Seriously.
The only NFL game that Joe DiCamera and Spike Eskin watch in its entirety every weekend is the Eagles game. So they see every play that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles run. The only plays they see Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson are highlights on the NFL Network. So the opinions of Jalen Hurts against the other quarterbacks from the two most dorky and unathletic WIP staffers should not hold any water.
Well, I mean, sir, I've seen more than a few highlights. Seen that Mahomes guy quite a bit over the years. And with that said, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts.
I like that you're offended by that, but not
complaints.
The dorky, nerdiest host.
Oh, I don't care about that. that part is...
How rude.
But the initial part was...
As if.
I mean, come on now. And my overall point is...
Stifle yourself.
All right.
Spike will be upset by the dorky.
Well, but, you know, if the shoe fits. All right. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to once again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. John, our poll question today, as we've been discussing through the show related to the Eagles, is the following. Do you think the national media has given the 2024 Eagles enough credit for potentially being one of the best teams of all time, yes or no? John, how do people vote?
I'm going to say 70% say no.
86% of people know what they're talking about to say the national media did not do its job. All right, ultimate fictional tough guy. A lot of good answers. I kind of settled where it started with Rambo, but...
I think it's Rambo, too. That was kind of where I was leaning.
Massive answer.
You know?
Well, what else do we have that's close?
Well, we got Dirty Harry. We got Jon Snow. We got
Jon Snow's awesome.
Dirty Harry is really good too.
I like
Dirty
Harry.
Kill Bill. Dirty Harry though, while
I love the bride.
Yeah, here's my argument against Dirty Harry, and I love him. Matter of fact, I got Harry on the board right here.
Go ahead, make my day.
I got that too.
He's tough. Beatrix kills people with a samurai sword.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
All right, I'm Rambo.
Oh, Ripley, by the way, would have been a good one.
Oh,
Alien.
Oh, yeah,
that
for sure.
One.
I'm Rambo.
Dirty Harry.
Okay, I'm Rambo.
2-1, John Rambo or Dirty Harry?
Oh, geez, I can't go Beatrix? I guess I'm Rambo.
Yeah, Rambo's won it. Steve, congratulations, bud. You win the $100 gift card. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.